What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
Oh, man, what up, y'all? Y'all already fucking know what we about to fucking do, man. It's Thursday night, man, T7M Radio. This is the culture, man. I'm your host, as always, the Kid 7 Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in, man. It's showtime. I'm so lit. I'm hyped, man. We got a crazy, crazy show tonight, man. A full plate. Appreciate y'all locking in, as always, man. Call us. It's debate time. Call up 914-205-5510. Make sure, of course, social media. Y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stay in the loop with all the podcasts. That's T7M Radio. If y'all on Facebook, man, y'all got to be in the T7M Radio Facebook debate group. What are you waiting for? Like, it's lit in the group, man. We definitely appreciate all the support and the debaters, man. So if you a dope debater when it comes to battle rap, man, get in the T7M Radio Facebook debate group, man. We'd love to have y'all up in there chopping it up with us 24/7, man. You already know how we do, man. Also on Twitter, you can follow us as well at VT7M Radio. You can follow me as well, man, at 7 Mitchell. I'm just starting to follow people back. I got to get myself together. So it's all good, man. We definitely appreciate the support. Salute to y'all, man. Kick back tonight. We got a crazy show. You know, we run this shit on Thursday nights, man. Shout out to all the fans and the supporters. I do want to give a couple shout outs to some other media outlets. Shout out to my guy, France, from We Talk Battle Rap, man. He helped me out this week with a new move that I may be doing very soon for the network. So shout out to him. Make sure y'all subscribe to him, follow him, and check him out. My guy France is doing big things when it comes to podcasting and battle rap, man. Shout out to all them guys out there doing their thing, man. DM me Detroit, man. My guy Visual, J Legend 100, my brother K Doze from K Doze Media, my guy Caustic 410. A couple of these guys out there really putting some work in, man, grinding, and it's a good look, man. Salute to them. But we tonight here on the culture got some shit to talk about, and as I said, y'all already know how the fuck we give it up, man. We got the ladies rocking out in May. Queen of the Ring is back, Evolution 3, man. It's going down in Brooklyn. We got to talk about this. The last Evolution was out in LA. Queen of the Ring switched things up, and now they bringing this thing to Brooklyn. They bringing the Cali girls on the east side, man. This thing might be bananas, but we're going to have to reach out to the streets, get some opinions on this card. We got a special guest that's going to be on this card from the BX. We got my girl Passport going to be calling up in a moment. She's going to be chopping it up with us, giving us some predictions and talking about her fucking battle versus Torture, which could be battle of the fucking night. Let's be fucking clear, man. It's going to be so crazy when it come to Queen of the Ring, May 20th, Evolution 3. Also want to talk about URL Cyphers, man. They making some announcement, major announcements. They got something cooked up, I believe, for June. We're going to talk about that, man. And also the new Goods Cypher Challenge, man, just dropped on the URL channel. We got to talk about that as well. Also want to lock in with Sue Surf, man. We talking about him being on Gnome 8 possibly. Is this a must win for the big homie Sue Surf? I'm going to reach out to the streets, take some calls. We're going to talk about Surf. We also got King of the Dot Massacre 4 on our radar, man. We've been talking about this card for quite a minute, and we definitely want to see what's going on with some new announcements that was just dropped. It looked like Real Deal was added to the event, so we're going to talk about that amongst some other recent additions, including the homie Big T. Bill Collector versus QP Quantum Physics is going down this month, I believe, in about 10-11 days. Shout out to Black Ice Cartel. They got a pretty seasoned dope card going down, and it's featuring Bill Collector and QP. We're going to get some predictions on that. And it's going to be a crazy one, man. Like I said, man, Queen of the Ring, Evolution 3, man, is going down May the 20th. We're going to have the girl Passport call up in a few moments, man. We're going to talk our shit when it comes to this card, and we got so much to talk about here on the culture, man. Let's go ahead and show some respect, though. Even though this is battle rap, man, we got to show some respect. to the girl Cardi B, man. She did a thing this week, man, dropping major numbers, man. And this is the culture. We living our best life, man. So this is what we're going to do. Shout out to Cardi B. We're going to rock out with the big homie and Chance the Rapper. When we come back, it's debate time. You already know how the fuck we give it up. Here on the culture with 7 Mitchell, man. T7, I'm ready, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, yeah. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's, you know. I said, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed
like. I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli, Nisa, Little Caesar pizza. I be hot and ready, nigga, you a pussy and a rat. You like Tom and Jerry, nigga, you ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take, yeah, I hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they think these hoes mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trick and send it fly. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trapping and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she have it, shit, you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our asses. You got passes in your life, you had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic, got work magic, got work magic in my life. And that guala like Ayala, cause that bag is sick my life. And y'all know good and damn well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne? Please no Andre, G like Von Che, reach like Ron James, pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash, won't peak like Dante.
Hey,
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, it's like screw.
What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, man? You already know what it is. T7M Radio, this is the culture. I'm your host, as always, the Kid 7 Mitchell. We locked in, man. We got a crazy, crazy card on deck for the females, man. May 20th, Queen of the Ring, Evolution 3. We going to chop it up with the streets, get some predictions, man. We got the girl, Pash Porter, from the BX, joining the culture, man. Again, man, salute to the girl, man. She'll be doing her thing. She's going to be locked in versus torture. Potential battle of the night, man. This is going to be so crazy. So we got to break this card down, man. We also talking UFL, Lord have mercy. We also talking URL Cypher tonight, man. They got a crazy situation, I believe, going down in Richmond in June, man. We're going to talk about this. Also, Goods with his Cypher challenge recently dropped on the URL channel. That shit is bananas, man. We're going to speak on that. Also, the big homie Sue Surf. We've been talking about Surf here on the culture for a minute. Talks about him being on Norm 8. Is this a must win for Sue Surf, depending on who he's matched up with, man? We're going to have to break that down. We also got Lock in the King of the Dot tonight, Massacre 4. They got some more announcements on deck, man. Big T. And today they just made a breaking announcement about a minute or two ago, so we're going to get into that. Also, like I said, man, Bill Collector versus QP going down in about 11 days on Black Ice. We got to get predictions on that as well, man. Joining me as always in his New York state of mind, we got my co-host, the homie Grail, in the building. Grail, what's popping, G?
You already know. Peace, hello, fucking radio, as usual.
Man, we're going to have a pretty lit show tonight. I hope you are ready.
Yeah, you already know. What else do you do around this town?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talk that shit. You already fucking know, man. Got a crazy show tonight, like I said, man. Full plate. So callers, y'all know what the fuck time it is, man. 914-205-5510. All the links is for social media is in the description box, man. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Follow us everywhere, man. We definitely appreciate it. You already know. Speaking of the ladies, real quick, man, congratulations to Jazz the Rapper. Jazz the Rapper Grail was announced as the winner of the Casanova Set Trip and Remix Contest, man. What you think about that?
Some good luck for Jazz. Definitely. Salute to Jazz for that.
Oh, that's it? Really? Wait a minute. We starting already, huh?
Yeah.
No love for Brooklyn?
Yeah, I got love for Brooklyn. Shout out Brownsville, South East New York, all that good shit. What up? Yeah.
You know, I've had talks before about Jazz the Rapper being the best in Brooklyn, and y'all laugh at me. But y'all see these moves she making. I mean, when is we going to get some respect on this girl's name?
Yo, seven. She won the set tripping challenge. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Wow, I'm doing too much? Wow. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I think that's a big deal for Casanova to come out with something so hot, for him to do this little remix challenge, and out of all the people to win it. Come on, man. Like, really? You're being very disrespectful, man. I think you're looking at, like, Casanova's a battle rapper, and this is a small community. You know how many people probably went out and did videos for that?
You know how big Set Trip it is? The song, period? Like, that's...
Facts.
I think it's dope that she won. Word.
Yeah, but it just seemed like you dancing like Gregory Hines, tap dancing around, you know, how this big win. This is a big win for Brooklyn, man.
One thing you're not going to do on this radio show is do that Gregory Hines tap dance around the facts.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Jeez. Oh, man. Well, check this out, man. We got some shit to talk about. Like I said, the girl Pash Porter going to call up in a minute. We're going to talk about Queen of the Ring Evolution 3, man. I'm going to get into the URL. It looked like they got a cypher going down Grail in Richmond, Virginia. I see they giving out some special invites on social media, man. It looked like the URL is cooking up something yet again, man.
Another one, bro. Like, you niggas stay cooking. Like, we got Ball Legacy Supreme 2. We got Gnome 8 coming. We got Initiation coming. We got Civil War coming. And we got another
Survivor Series.
Yeah, like, we got a lot, bro. Like, come on. Shout out to URL.
Man, I mean, this is just King Kong type shit going down, man. They just gave us Smack Madness. We just had Smack Volume 1 and 2. I mean, they was in traffic. Out in L.A., they took things to Florida. I mean, whoa.
Yeah. Smack and the whole URL staff, they try to, like, show you, like, 2018 is ours. Don't even attempt to even try.
They've been on point when it comes to these battles and these events. You know what I mean? I don't know how many classics we done had this year from the URL, but overall, shipping lit. What's your expectations for this cypher, man? Because I'm looking at some of the people that they invited. I see the cave, the whole cave was invited to this cypher. What's your expectation for what we might see in the summertime with this URL cypher?
A whole song real crazy. Like, we could take a bunch of, like, rappers, like, who we want to, like, invite to that shit. Like, come on, like, Rock, just the cave being there, you know Rock gonna go off. You feel what I'm saying? Hopefully, Surf invited.
Yes, sir.
Come on, like, that shit is crazy.
John John was invited.
That's crazy. John John could rap his ass off.
They could get hit, man. I love when Rex and Goods and them do that thing, man. They be doing their thing in that cypher, but I want to see some new faces, man. Real talk.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like,
well, let me ask you this. If another platform decides to do a cypher, because, you know, niggas always say niggas are biting. If another platform was to do this, like RBE was to do this later, because they got a nice little roster, or King of the Dot.
Yeah. Either
would you personally have a problem with another platform doing a cypher after the URL? Or do you think it should just be this and that's it?
No, not at all. I think that it would be dope if everybody did one. King of the Dot chose some people, like RBE chose some people, We Go Hard, I don't feel like Trap, all that shit, like, just dope just to see all leagues, like, participating and all that shit.
But you can't copy Respect, Grail. So what are we doing here?
You can duplicate authenticity.
It's bigger than URL.
It's bigger than URL. But yeah, we got to show, like, this global shit. Like, URL is number one. We're not going to tap dance around that. But it's not like any other leagues out here that catch wreck.
That's a fact. I would never debate that or, you know, put any type of energy like ain't nobody else shaking the shit up. Speaking of the URL and these ciphers, if you go to their channel, not too long ago they dropped the Goods cipher challenge. Did you get a chance to peep any of this?
Yeah, I saw some of it. Like with the dude from the web series The Cycle, he's in it. I saw him,
man.
And I seen a couple of other people, but they was doing their thing. I like them shits. I like the URL cipher with Press Mafia and Ishmoolah too.
Yeah, but I really like what Goods is doing with this thing, man. This was crazy, man. Shout out to them guys that was doing that thing, man. I had my guy there on Baltimore. He was doing his thing, man. They had some spitters in this good cipher challenge, man. And I'm looking at Goods like, man, niggas is really developing and leveling up. You know, it's more than just being on that stage. Niggas is being bosses. Niggas is creating, you know, new opportunities and shit, not just for them, but for other artists. You know what I mean? That's a good look for niggas. I know niggas woke up today and yesterday after being on that cipher with a little bit more publicity than they had before. You feel me?
That's a fact. Followers probably went up a couple notches. DMs probably got a little piled up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
This shit is a good look, my nigga. It's 780,000 subscribers on URL, so that's a good look.
Yep. And them dudes was holding it down. But it looked like I said, the URL got something cooked up. It's going down to Richmond, Virginia. And they really been showing the DMV some love, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. Because everybody try to make it seem like, oh, URL only do shows in New York and all that other shit. They showing like, yo, nah, we can go all over else and still get the same type of, like, fan base. Like, they love us all over.
Right. T7M Radio, man, this is the culture with Seven Mitchell, man, and Grail. I want to talk about the homie Sue Surf, man. Sue Surf is home. And we've had talks about him plenty of times. The rumors in the air about him being on No Made for the most part. But I have always argued that his win-loss record isn't that crazy to me. He's more of a superstar for other reasons than W's.
Exactly what it is, but at the same time, there's no win-loss column. So, like, it don't matter how many times he really, like, people say he took L's. He got debatable classics, and it's basically about your profile and your following. They don't care about wins, losses. For example, people say that Wavy clearly beat Twerk, right? But Twerk got Verb after Wavy, and then Wavy got Chef Trez. So who's really being rewarded?
Yo, y'all keep talking about this wins don't matter. Y'all beat this shit in my head a couple weeks ago, and it's just been eating at me and eating at me because it just seemed like that's the fucking fact.
Facts, bro. L's don't matter. You could take a L and get a bigger battle than the L you took. It don't matter no more.
So that kind of leads or kind of answers my question that I had for you, and I want to ask the people as well. Sue Surf on Gnome 8, depending on who it is, because people are talking about Nitty. Of course, people want to see it be Mook, but would this be a must-win for Surf? Like, can Surf come to Gnome 8 and not do well and still have the same stature?
Well, Surf can say anything. If Surf first battle back is at Gnome 8, he can say anything. The aura and the ambiance alone, like, damn, this is the first round since he came home, is going to be enough.
You know how crazy you sound right now? You're not going to disrespect me right now, Grill. I am a fan of battle rap. What are you trying to say, that us fans are just going to let Surf say whatever he want and going to give him the W?
Surf can say anything at no. They're going to react.
I wish I could react right now to you and hand you a drug test, because this is ridiculous, man. Why don't you have no respect for the fans? No, I'm not going to say niggas ain't going to gas Surf at least one round because he's back.
Yeah.
So the first round, okay. You talk about Sue Surf ain't going to have to say nothing. And no mate going to be in L.A.?
Still not going to have to say much. Like, but I'm not going to sit here and try to discredit Surf like he's not going to have some powerful shit to make him react, because he does that.
This one is tough to me, because if it's Murder Mook he battles on No Mate, I'm not trying to hear nothing you talking about, respectfully, of course, when you say that he ain't got to say nothing. He going to have to talk to Mook. That's number one. Number two, if it's Rum Nitty, come on, man. Really? So you think he can stand in front of Nitty and still steal at this Nitty momentum?
Yep.
Wait a minute, Grail. Do you really need to be drug tested tonight? This is backyard shit for Rum Nitty.
It don't matter. This is Surf we talk about.
Wow.
We not talking about Dangers Old. We talking about Sue Surf.
Wait a minute. Shout out to Sue Surf. But what is that supposed to mean? We're talking about Surf. Is Surf on a Mount Rushmore or something?
Surf is the fucking hottest battler out right now.
What? Oh my God.
Sue Surf.
That is ridiculous. New Jersey Twerk is the hottest battle rap out right now, especially from Jersey, man. Let's be clear.
No, he's not.
What?
What? Twerk is not hotter than Surf. Let's stop.
You're crazy, man. T7M Radio, man. This is the culture, man. Y'all, please comment below and let us know right now, today, April 13th, 2018, who's hotter? Sue Surf or New Jersey Twerk? Do you know Twerk battled the gay dude? Shout out to the guy, Callie M. Do you know Surf just coming off of that type of battle? That's some world star shit, boy.
Yo, look, you right. Listen, Twerk just came off of battling a homosexual, and Surf just came off signing the sneaker deal with Patrick Ewing with Athletic Sneakers.
Nigga. Wow. Grill. I ain't even gonna hold you, Grill. Your rebuttal game tonight was mean. That was crazy.
The Hollow Clips rebuttal game tonight?
That was some great shit. You know, that you almost bodied me with that. You know, I'm not even gonna fucking hold you, man. Wow. But in all honesty, man, Sue Surf win or loss and no mate is not gonna matter.
It's not. Surf make it debatable, he wins, bro. Most of his battles is debatable.
Even with a top tier artist, even with Mook.
even if he get a debatable with Mook. Surf still win.
Ain't going to be no debatable with Mook. He's going to fucking lose. I keep telling you. Ain't going to be no debate.
Yo, listen. I don't know what you think that Jonathan got for Surf, bro. He don't got
I don't it for know
Surf.
What you've been watching for the last 5 to 10 years, man. When have you seen anybody have a debatable with Mook? Mook gets it done every time.
Oh, my God.
Wait, when have Mook lost last Grail? Let's be honest, man. You being very way out of pocket.
7. The hypocritical hippopotamus, bro.
Wow. That is unbelievable. I got to bring the big homie. I think this Black Sheep, man. Let's see what his thoughts is. Black Sheep.
What we talking, man? Salute, y'all.
Oh, man. We talking about your big homie, Surf,
gang,
man.
Gang.
Check this
oh,
out, man.
Man.
Surf. No, mate. Is it a must win? Regardless of
oh.
who he battles, because Grail feels like
win.
It doesn't matter. He just can show
got
up. He don't have to say nothing, and he's good.
The way Surf is talking out here right now, he just signed that Patrick Ewing sneaker deal. He talking about he want 30K just to be in the room. All that big talk, he got to back it up, man. You know what I mean? Got to back it up. You better not choke. You better come with it. You know what I mean?
What particular artist should not stand in front of Surf Gnome 8? Like, who would
JC?
Give Surf that L?
Oh, who would give him that L? Oh, I may shock y'all niggas when I say this, man. But I know this won't happen. But this man needs that look. And this man right now, I think he would beat Surf. Matt Hoffa, man. But I know it's not him. But he'll talk
Ooh.
To that nigga, man. And
I like
that. For him to win.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much. I know it's probably not going to go down, but Surf don't want to stand in front of Old Red right now.
Oh, hell no. Hell no, bro. I was trying to pitch that battle for the longest, and a lot of people was like, nah, they friends. We don't want to see that. I just know right now, Old Red is the best battle rapper in the world right now. He got the belt for
Yo, me. Seb, No, Seven, I hear you over there deep breath. What you mean? Raghead beat Surf?
I cannot believe the things I'm hearing right now. First of all,
Yo,
before
know,
we get into...
On,
wait a minute,
go,
wait
Seven?
A minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Before we get into that blasphemous, this is what I really need to know. And let's be honest, I know you're going to keep it up. What you say,
right.
2020, 30-30?
Yeah, 2020, 30-30, man.
Who's the hottest right now? Sue Surf or New Jersey Twerk?
Oh, in the battle, Surf name is just keeping him afloat, but hottest rapper right now in battle rap is New Jersey Twerk, hands down. The fans gravitate towards him, and it's a young fan base. They love that kid. Surf is well respected. The name is keeping Sue Surf afloat, bro. You know what I mean?
Nah.
You gotta talk to me
right
dog.
Now.
Girl. You gotta break this right down, now. Girl. I can't believe you said Surf is hotter than Twerk. You gotta break this down.
Surf is hotter than Twerk right now, but
Surf the man, like Smack can actually charge $75 for a pay per view, but as far as NJT, all these niggas do is talk on Twitter all day. Yo, I wanna see you battle Calico, battle Hitman, battle this dude. Like, New Jersey Twerk is that guy right now, man. The game is in the palm of his hands, but right now, Old Red is the best in the world. You know what I mean? And they're supposed to be teaming up, battling gun titles. That's the only way we're going to see Surf and Old Red. You know?
I will say this. Battle rap is good when Surf is home and Surf is active.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that Surf is here, and I'm glad that he's going to be on Gnome 8 potentially. But don't let it be versus Murder Mook, because he's going to take the L. I don't care what
Grail
says.
Nah, he battled Murder Mook. I'm not even worried about it. Listen, he's going to beat dog shit down Mook's leg if he battled
You're
Murder
crazy.
Mook. I'm just being honest with you.
You're
cool.
crazy.
You know what I mean? I'm serious.
Exactly.
No way Mook's winning that battle. There's no way Murder is winning that battle. Now, mind you, now listen. Murder Mook, he got angles he can take. And niggas going to ask Surf about, are you a rat nigga? You know Mook going to play on that card. You know what I mean? But I don't think it's going to be enough. I think Surf got something in the bag for that boy, man.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I respect the hell out of Black Sheep News. His knowledge, his research, his creativity. I respect the hell out of my co-host. Man, both of y'all are out of bounds, man. Both of y'all should be drug tested. Y'all cannot convince me that Sue Surf will beat Murder Mook. Crazy.
No, I'm telling you, man, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Like, Mook, man, listen, we to the point, right? This is how I feel, man. I'm tired of this right now in the battle rap. The last stage is always Murder Mook and Loaded Lux, man. We got to get away from that, man. Old Red's the best in the world right now, and the fans want to see him and Sue Surf. I don't care about the friendship, bro, because when I stepped on the basketball court growing up, my close friends, I wanted to kill them. You know what I mean? I wanted to embarrass them, man, all due to being competitive, bro. You know what I mean? That's just
so
me.
Let me ask you this for clarification, Black Sheep. Is Surf... It's not Surf. Is O-Red the best or just the hottest?
Right now, bro, I'm calling him the best because he's been knocking dudes out quickly. He's been getting it over like that, man. He's been going out the first round. It's a done deal. It's just the rapid fire the way he rap, man. You know what I mean? He just got it right now, man. He just got it's his time, man. And if he battles Sue Surf right now, I pick Old Red 2-1 convincingly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
You got Surf over Old Red as well?
Nah, Old Red beat and Surf 2-1.
Me too. 2-1. Old Red.
I want to say you guys don't know battle rap, but I'm going to chill. I'm going to chill.
Listen, my brother, right now, Old Red, like, we know Surf is Surf. But he's standing in front of Old Red, who spits that rapid fire like he do. Old Red is on fire right now. It's his time. I will pick Old Red to win that battle 2-1. The last time Surf battled a friend, he got on some Mariah Carey Diva shit. You understand me? You know all kind of things happen at the battle. He quit the battle and lost. But now he's clowning Shotgun Shook. He clowning Shook, talking about he's spitting D-block rounds. This, that, and the, I don't care if Shook spit Nas' whole album. You quit. So, that's it.
I want the people to let us know, man. Drop comments below. Give us your thoughts on this, man. If Sue Surf and Old Red hypothetically was the lock in this year, who really would hold it down and who's the hottest in Jersey, right, man? Y'all let us know. This is the coach of T7M Radio. Next up, real quick, man, King of the Dot, Massacre 4, last 48 hours, they made a couple announcements for that card. Big T and Real Deal has been added to this card. Grail, you excited now?
Not. Absolutely not.
Wow. Jesus Christ. This is
Big T, he going 3-0, Trilla Jones. That's who he battling.
That'll be crazy.
That's
like
who
he's going
to battle. Trust me. That's who's Big T's battling. Watch.
What's your thoughts on this?
What's up?
What's your thoughts on the card? Not the what we have. I don't know if we can call this shit a card, but what they are presenting us. What's your thoughts, Blaise?
I want to see. I'm gonna watch it because I want to see Ice versus Nims, man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna see that.
Now,
I'm
so
not
you gonna
be a real old school class. Yeah, I want to see that. You know what I mean? Nims' announcement had me a little hype. I'm like, oh shit. You know what I mean? So I want to see that because I think it's going to be an old school classic between them two right there. You know what I mean? So I'm excited
for
that.
From a media, from a media standpoint, do you got a problem with them doing it in the blackout format? Because I'm thinking right now, though, as hot as Smack has been, RBE dropping shit. Niggas not playing with the matchups. They giving it up. And I feel like King the Dot is using a bad time to use this format. You got a problem with the format?
I don't really have a problem with the format, but the temperature of the game right now, they didn't need to go to format where they just gave us the battles and had the community really talk. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm fucking with Chilla versus Big T. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you this. RBE's about to drop something on people. It's going to be a 2v2. Niggas gonna want to see that. You know what I mean? On this card. You know what I mean? Because I seen the big homie talking wild reckless to one of RBE hitters, and I know it's going down after doing some research. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, yeah, RBE got some shit going down. You know what I mean?
Talk about it.
So, Grail, man, is there anything that these guys can do to change your mind? Because I ain't going to keep beating around the bush with this. I'm about to leave it alone because you, I don't want to say you've been disrespectful to King of the Dot. You like what you like. But it just seems like you ain't giving these guys no chance. They added Big T. They added Real Deal. And you still not happy?
They got to announce 40 Bars versus Official. I'll be high.
That'll be hype. That'll be dope. You know what I mean? We're going to keep the funky. King of the Dot is on life support, bro. They had all the momentum.
Facts.
After the oxymoron joint, you're going to think they're going to move forward. And they on life support right now, bro. Looking bad for King of the Dot, man. You know what I mean? Had Ice need to come home, bro. He need to just be like, fuck it. He just need to retire champion from the Dot and get on the phone with Smack Beasley. It's time for Ice to come to that small room and talk to these niggas, man.
Shit. Talk about it.
That's how I feel. That's Ice come back and start talking to these niggas, man. You know what I mean?
So who should be the next King of the Dot champion?
You know what? They should do a tournament for the chain with them lackluster joke rappers, the Greek, Jerome, and the rest of the list, and let them do it without with a chain. I guarantee you the Greek won't even make it to the finals. But yeah, they could do something like that.
Be the Greek.
But nah, he wants to listen. He made tweets saying his dream is to wear the King of the Dot chain, man. So. You know what I mean? Head Ice need to retire and come home, man. And let the chain be vacant. And they can put a tournament together. They can get, who's that dude DNA battle, man? I that little white boy. Not Sharon. It's some other dude. I can't think of his name right now. But Lopez, is still alive? Huh? Lopez, still A-Ward, alive?
A-Ward, you talking about? I don't know about Lopez
in a minute. But I'm going
to
keep it a buck.
Did that disrespectful shit, too.
I like Jim's being the King of the Dot champion. That could probably be the best thing that organization could do right now.
Yeah, I'm like, look, there's no hate towards Jim's. Like, I miss, we got to just start calling the spade a spade. They give us something to critique. His rapping ability ain't good, man. I just can't bite my tongue on
don't
that,
do this.
Man.
Don't do this. Don't do this, Black Sheep. Why y'all keep acting like Jim can't rap?
I mean, listen, I ain't rap to me, brother. I don't know. I ain't rap to me.
Bro.
You know what I mean?
I got a blogger.
And we ain't going to sit here like it ain't bars. We heard from 2009. He be trying, though, but come on, man. You know what I mean? He got a Tech N9ne? Shit. If he dies here green and embrace his race versus Tech N9ne, he might win that battle. You know what I mean? Shock the community. Do something out of the norm, man. Shout the community, man. Or you would hear, oh, Jim's wild last night. I got green hair. And embrace his race. Oh, man, it's on. It's on, man. Then he need to go over to Greece, the Greek weather, and get money. You know what I mean? Go out there and do some battles, man. You know what I mean?
You put that King of the Dot chain on his neck. He going to take that shit to another level, man.
International
right now.
Jimmy. You know what I mean?
He already moving internationally, too, so it makes sense. I don't want to see King of the Dot do no fake-ass shit to give him the chain. He got to win it. You feel me? But to have Jim's representing that chain in this era, that's a nice new look after Head Ice.
I mean, just like make the tournament. Dudes on his level, like his rapping level, you know, dudes that do the lackluster jokes and go to Don't Flop, go get one of them MCs, throw it up in there, you know, A-Hat, go get a white boy from A-Hat, put him up in there, you know, throw it up.
Right.
That's me.
Yeah.
God know what Tech N9ne going to do to this dude? Oh, man, he ain't going to even want to see him after the Tech battles, man. Unless
you got
Tech
over Jim?
Huh?
You got Tech N9ne over Jim's?
Yeah, Tech N9ne going shit. Tech N9ne going 30 him, man.
Wait a minute.
Dog, I'm not kidding you. Just like I'm looking at it as rap. Like I like to listen to rap. Like listen to these niggas rap and join. And I see Tech N9ne winning that because he don't rap better than Tech N9ne. I'm going to rewind some of Tech N9ne's work because he's gonna be like, oh man, this nigga's hilarious. I won't even rewind nothing for Jimmy. You know what I mean? Because I heard that shit before. And in his way, he just don't know how to put it together. And that's just being real. Some people got to get in the lab and work on their craft, man. These fans gas a lot of dudes, and they don't be having them like that, man. You know what we should do? Holler at QP Sons for Tech N9ne. Pay QP Sons that Ghost Rider money and get that fire, man. QP be writing the bars for niggas, man.
I want to talk about QP in a little bit, too, because QP got a battle coming up in about 11 days on Black Ice Cartel versus the homie Bill Collector.
Fire.
Black Sheep, stay, hang with us real quick, because I got a special guest I want to bring on to the line from out the BX, man. It's going down May the 20th. Queen of the Ring is back, Evolution 3, and we got the girl Pash Porter on the line. Pash, what's popping, G?
What's popping, son?
Oh, salute.
What's been going on with you?
Yo, you know we working, man. What's popping?
Not much. Getting ready for this car coming up.
Yo, it's been a minute, Pash. Like, you know, the fans have been wondering where the fuck Queen of the Ring has been. How excited are you to be on this return card?
Oh, I'm geeked. Because you know this is a ring card. And last time we talked, I told you that I was ready for it. So you know I'm extra happy about this card. This card is going to be so lit.
You showed out. I ain't even going to hold you. You definitely showed out last time out. Now, I'm going to keep it a buck with you, because when I saw this card at first, it took me back, because I'm like, well, damn. And I've seen some people feel the same way about this, so I want to get your thoughts. People looking at this card and don't see a lot of household names, a lot of veterans, so to speak, on a return card. Do you feel like that's more pressure on y'all to really show that it's a new wave in Queen of the Ring? Like, what's your thoughts on that type of reaction from the fans that may have a problem with not so many veterans being on this card?
Well, you know what? We had this talk before. They have the fans have their faves. You know, they want to see their faves, and ultimately, they think even if there is new people in there, they expect to see the veterans on the card. We get that.
Right.
You know, I can't speak on their behalf or on the league's behalf on why they're not being booked for the cards. I don't know, but with I guess the adversity against us, that's just going to make us go harder. So, yeah, I definitely do think that we need to step it up and give them what they're used to. You know, we may not be the veterans, but we can give veteran-worthy performances.
And I think the streets got to really look at this for what it's worth. That's the purpose of Evolution. It's a new day. It's a new wave. It's a new situation. So it makes perfect sense.
And then not only that, you know, because my class was so slept on, I think it gives them an opportunity to really introduce their personalities formally to the fans and get the fans acquainted with them. So what we need to do is make sure there's no stumbles, there's no chokes at this stage of the game. We have to give them that performance that they get from the vets that make them diehards. And anything less than that is just not going to fly. They're going to get us the fuck up out of there. It is what it is.
I'm so glad that you're on point with that, Pash, because, you know, y'all always have had a lot of pressure on y'all just as female artists, period. But just, you know, this card is a big deal. You know what I mean? It's going to get more hype, more talked about as we get towards May. But when people really look at it for what it is and what it should be, man, this is a big deal when it comes to female battle rap.
Yeah, this is the first ring card we've had since the Shoot Your Shot.
Yep.
So this is like literally the other half of the class, the ones that wasn't in the ring that time around.
Right.
You know. So it now is their time and our time to kind of show up and show out. But like I said, that's why I haven't really had much of a social media presence. Like, I've been trying to be a little bit more present than I have for normal, but it takes so much time and meditation to sit down and really give a good performance. It's not really all about the bars. And that's what people really seem to get confused. You have to be able to deliver it. They want to see a performance. You know, for instance, look at the DNA and K-Shine and 40 and Bonnie battle. One of the biggest battles of our league. You know, Their performance was impeccable. That's what the fans show up to see. So if we're not giving that type of performance, then we can't expect them to really rock with us. We can't expect them to want to keep seeing their faves, because their faves is giving that.
You
so
and
like
your
I said,
opponent.
This is really a time for us to step up.
You and your opponent, I predict, is going to shake this shit up, because performance-wise and potential-wise, you know, I think you two are two that's going to definitely carry in that torch. I want to get your thoughts on that particular matchup with you and Torture. But looking at how they're doing it this year, I know Evolution 2, they went out to L.A. Now they bringing the L.A. girls out to Brooklyn. This is going to be kind of dope. How excited are you for the West Coast girls to come over to East and get that work in?
Yo, that's going to be real dope. You know what's so funny? I was just on the West Coast a couple of days ago. So they definitely have a different vibe. They're definitely going to bring a different element. You know, I've seen a couple of them battle. Now, I mean, not personally, but I mean online and stuff like that. And like right. I said, that should be real dope.
No question. T7M Radio, man, this is the Culture with Seven Mitchell. We got the girl Pash Porter on the line, locked in, Queen of the Ring, Evolution 3, going down May 20th versus the girl Torture. So let's get right to it, man. What's your thoughts on your opponent, Torture, and her come up?
Okay. First of all, I think that is a very dope matchup to go up against Torture. Yes. I definitely have a great respect for her pen. I think she's really dope. You know, and, you know, that's one of my classmates and stuff like that. I've seen her gradually evolve from the first sparring session, even battles I've seen prior to that. Performance-wise, she's good. What I'm thinking, though, is that now that I'm punching and delivery-wise and everything like that, she's going to have to, I don't know. At worst, it'll wind up being a debatable. You
this
know, I really
me,
don't
I
know.
Think,
that could go either way.
I really think this shit is going to be battle of the night. Grail, what's your thoughts on Pash Porter versus Torture? Early predictions.
Definitely battle of the night contender.
Facts.
Wow.
I definitely am looking forward to this. Now, let me ask you this, Pash, because of course she got the little group, so she's able to really spar with different artists. Do you feel like that's a concern for you? Like, she's really going to be ready? Or is that what you want?
No, I wanted to be on her A game. I mean, I'm not really pressed about that. I do have an 18-year-old pen. You know what I'm saying? Delivery-wise, performance-wise, I've done this for a very, very long time. That doesn't really intimidate me.
That's a fact.
You know, because from where I started to now, you guys could pretty much see that I just keep evolving. So, I mean, it's ironic that I'm on the Evolution card. But like I said, this should be a really good performance. Because right now, see, Torch is a fan favorite, all right? And they're going to feel pretty bad when I get their favorite the fuck up out of here. All right.
Seems like
so that's going to be good
for me.
You know, I'm really looking forward to it because this is my time. I feel like I'm always the one that's slept on. So this is my time to, like, really just, you know, hand you her head and move up, you know?
Talk that shit. That's what it do. All right, well, let's get into this card a little bit, and let me get some thoughts on some other battles from you. Tia S versus Miss Miami. Miss Miami making a return. What's your thoughts on that battle?
That's going to be crazy. See, you know, yo, I'm sorry. I got to get that Tia 2-1. I'm sorry. Like, because I
think
Tia really just going to show up on some bullshit. Yeah, man. I really think she won't be on her bully hard that night. So, like I said, I'm going to give it Tia 2-1.
Miami's aggressive, though, Pash. I don't know.
I know, but that's the point. Like, I know Tia going to show up and just be like, she might shock you. I don't know. It can go either way. I don't know, you know?
Yes,
but I'm going to fuck with Tia on this one, though.
No doubt.
You know, because people are going to sleep on her. They're going to think she's gone, you know. And I think that people need that sometimes. People need to be slept on so they can do what they do.
Right. Now, I got another matchup I see from girls in your class. We got the girl Miss Lisa versus Looney Bars going to be locked in. What's your thoughts on that matchup? That's going to be a goodie, too.
Oh, my goodness. See, Miss Lisa, she's aggressive. But Looney, she's like more bar savvy. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Looney gonna come with heavy punches, and hey, that's gonna be crazy. I mean, at worst, that could become a debatable. But honestly, I'm gonna have to probably run with Looney on that. I don't know. I love Miss Lisa, but I don't know. You know, granted, yeah. Looney don't choke or nothing like that. But then again, I don't know, man. That's crazy. That's a crazy matchup right there. I like that. I like that particular matchup, honestly.
Yeah, that back and forth going to be crazy. Now,
yeah,
you know,
man.
Do you feel like this should be your last opportunity? Well, not last opportunity, but the last time you battle someone in your class, do you feel like, or do you have expectations that the next time you are on a card, if you do well, Evolution 3, that you should be battling someone of a higher stature?
I'm kind of biased in that. You know why? Because the people in my class are moving up. You know what I'm saying? And there's classics
right.
amongst us. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. I mean, even the old girls, they've all battled each other. You know? So I think that we all should at least, I mean, matchups that make sense anyway. You know, don't be.
right.
But, you
right.
know, I think we all should just get that out the way before we conquer. And you know what? That only makes us better. The only downside of that is that, you know, not everybody in the class is a fan fave, you know. So
right.
sometimes, so you might not do the numbers that you normally would do if you was going up against a name. That's a given, you know. So, I mean,
overall,
I don't know. I don't know how I really feel about that. Huh?
Are you impressed with your class overall?
Oh, yeah. I think my class is very bar heavy. If they don't got nothing else going for them, them bitches, they pens are serious. You know,
y'all
and
got,
I won't take
y'all got
that
potential
from
stars in this class, Pash. I ain't gonna hold
yeah.
you. Got you, Meatrice, Dina Brass. I mean, y'all got some potential stars.
Yeah, man. You know, we just gotta really, 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 really ground ourselves and focus out and put forth as much performance behind our pens as we do in them bars. Like, it's one thing to have the bars, but if you can't get them out and you can't perform them right or they're not hitting right, then that becomes the problem. So I think that we just really need to get stronger where we're weak right now. And then I don't think there's anything that could really stop this class. This class is so bar heavy, it's crazy.
That's a super fact. We're talking,
you know,
Queen of the Ring Evolution 3 with the girl Pash Porter. A couple more battles on this card. I ain't even going to hold you too long, Pash. We got Esso Finesse coming from out the West Coast. She coming to be battling Fendi. What's your thoughts on this
mm-hmm.
one?
To be honest with you, I don't know too much about either one of them. You know, I've heard Fendi's name before, but I don't think I've ever checked out any of her battles.
She be cooking.
I'm going to definitely look her up and stuff because I've seen her on the card, but I don't really know too much about either one of them, so I really don't have a prediction on that particular battle.
I think for what it's worth, you know, and I appreciate your honesty, of course you're going to be locked into your own zone and element, but even once the foot is dropped, you may really like this battle. I think when it comes to wordplay and wittiness, Esso Finesse and Fendi can really shake the shit up. I think, especially from an artist standpoint, I think you definitely going to appreciate their battle because they're going
to
bring a different
vibe. Yeah, I look
vibe.
Forward to it. Yeah, because like I said, I've never really heard any of their work. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to see it.
Word. Now, another battle, the last battle that we're going to speak on the card, Tony Blanco versus RX. How familiar are you with RX and Lil Tony Blanco?
I've probably seen one of RX's battles. She punch. She be kind of getting crazy with the punches. Tony's crazy too. Yo, that's going to be a little dope little battle though. Like
right.
at worst, that could become like a debatable. I don't know if Tony come and really, really just, been how she been lately. I think that could be a 2-1-4. But it, see, with Finesse, it could go. What's her name? RX.
RX versus Blanco. Yep.
Yeah, RX. Yeah. So I mean, for her, she's pretty good with that pen too. So like I said, that's going to be a really, really dope battle. I look forward to seeing that one too.
Well, let me ask you this, Pash, because they only got two girls from the West Coast coming over here. Is it a does the East need to go undefeated?
Does the East need to go undefeated?
Yeah, like what if one of these girls pull off a win? Y'all really
no, the East
let
better
one
go
of these
undefeated.
Girls to take
I know that
w
sounds
back
so
on.
Wrong to say it like that. That sounds petty as hell, don't it? But they better go undefeated.
Talk
them niggas
shit.
Better hold it down. That's mad petty. I don't care, man. I don't care. Not in our house. Do that shit somewhere else.
Talk that shit, man. It's going down May 20th, man. Admission $35, 2:00. It's going down at the Gallus Lounge in Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to Queen of the Ring. Pash, anything you want to let the people know? I ain't going to hold you up no more. I appreciate you calling up.
Nah, man. You know me. I don't talk too much. Just everybody come out May 20th and come see a dead body. That's all y'all got to do.
All
right?
Word. Well, Pash, I appreciate you. Already know how we do, man. Salute. The best of luck to you, and I can't wait to talk to you after the event.
All right, sir. You take it easy.
You already know. Be good. That was the girl, Pash Porter, calling into the coach of T7M Radio, man, going down Evolution 3, Locked In versus Torture. I'm telling you, Grill, potential battle of the night, yo. Two young stars, man. That class is different.
Yeah, facts. Like, if Torture and Passport are not battle of the night, Tia has to miss Miami. Facts.
Well, let me get your thoughts. Let me get some predictions from you. Like, Tia S versus Miss Miami. This is the headliner. I told Pash I'm not sure about this one because Tia, to me, is about to be the face of Queen of the Ring. But Miami...
Yeah.
Barking like she different. I don't really know if this is a good time for TS to be battling somebody that aggressive, but it could be a perfect time. How do you see this battle going?
I got TS 2-1.
Okay.
I got TS 2-1. You're probably going to see TS and Charisma after this.
You like Charisma?
Yeah, Charisma's dope.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let me rewind. Skirt. Let me back up for a minute. You. Wait a minute. I'm confused. Are you saying this like she needs Miami to get the Charisma?
I don't. Definitely don't think that because Tia has Shorty.
Oh, I was about to say, man, where's your Charisma?
Nah.
You should be drug tested.
Nah.
Jesus Christ.
Nah.
What about Passport and Torture? I mean, I know you feel like it's a potential battle tonight, but can you pick a winner right now? I know it's going to kind of be tough because it's tough for me.
I got a pass with the edge.
You picking Pass?
I got a pass.
I can't pick
edge.
A winner right now with this one. I got to do some more
research.
I don't
want to.
The game to you. It's a tough one.
I mean, I ain't going to, my niggas. If I fuck with them both, but it's like, I like it. Nah, if I gotta pick somebody, I gotta pass.
Well, again, support female battle rap Queen of the Ring. They are back. Evolution 3. It's going down May the 20th in Brooklyn, New York. They're bringing the West Coast over the East. See what these ladies going to do, man. This is the culture. T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell and Grail, man. Before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Let me make sure that we have covered all necessary grounds. Let's see here. Okay. One more thing. Last up, man. Black Ice Cartel. Shout out to Black Ice Cartel. Going down April 24th. They got a pretty dope card. Dead Wrong. April 22nd, excuse me, day after my birthday. April 22nd, Black
Big
Ice
shit.
Cartel.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They bringing Dead Wrong featuring QP Sons versus Bill Collector. I wish Black Sheep was still on here to talk about this battle, but what's your thoughts and your prediction on BC versus QP? I keep saying February, April 22nd, Dead Wrong, Black Ice Cartel.
I see QP 2-1, and I see John Doe getting crazy with the evidence.
Yeah, John Doe could definitely get crazy with the edits. I definitely don't see QP beating no Bill Collector. I'm going to have to get crazy with the edits on this show. You've been so damn disrespectful. I might get fined and sanctioned by the FCC.
Wow.
I told you last year QP was one of my top five artists when it comes to pen, but he's not beating Bill Collector, yo. Ain't got that type of style of... Come on, Willie.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, though, I think you're just looking at the bars. Like, this is going to be a battle on T7M Radio. This is not going to be no radio battle. You know, performers going to have to go into this one.
Quantum got the whole package, dude.
Wait a minute. No, no, no. Don't do this, Grail. Don't do this, Grail. Quantum does not have no... Does
Quantum
Physics have a performance?
Quantum got jokes. Quantum got freestyles. Quantum got rebuttals.
He got presence.
Quantum got a tad bit. He got presence.
I don't know about
performance,
though, Grail.
Nah,
I think you're reaching.
Performance is like a four. His performance is like a 4 out of 10.
A 4 out of 10? That's 40%. Your performance. Wait a minute. Your math performance is ridiculous. That's 4 out of 10. That's ridiculous. That's not even half. That's like Lonzo Ball field goal percentage. Free throw percentage. He's shooting 40% from the free throw line. That ain't good.
But he make up for it with his other attributes.
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't know what other attributes he's going to have to make up for versus Bill Collector. What can QB do that Bill Collector can't do?
So you saying Bill Collector will clearly smoke Quantum Physics?
Yo, I'm saying Bill Collector is a showstopper, and he's known to steal a show, right or wrong.
Yeah.
You don't think for one chance that QP, being on his home platform, might not take this battle serious and get his ass kicked?
I think they might not take it serious because they in the same crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they both in R3. Bangs too. He's on the card. And Press Mafia. Yeah, this is they call it a R3 package deal.
Prez,
Bill Collector, Quantum Physics, Bangs.
Wow. Well, I'm going with Bill Collector. You going with QP. But regardless, man, I wanted to definitely show Black Ice Cartel some love. They continuously doing their thing, man. You already know. April 22nd, Dead Wrong. You niggas are dead wrong if y'all don't support Black Ice Cartel and what they got going on, man. One more thing before we get out of here, man. This is the coach of T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell. Grail Rosenberg Raw is going to be battling Shice Raw. That's going to be kind of crazy. Do you like that matchup? Male versus female. July 22nd.
Fine matchup.
Who you got, though?
Bro, Rosenberg Raw, 30.
Damn. You're wildin'. Shice Raw,
Rosenberg.
2-1 over Rosenberg Raw, July. And we can bet a case of Propel on that.
Rosenberg 2-1.
Yo, you know you owe me like 3 cases of Propel water. Like, you keep losing bets, man. When are you going to win?
Nah, you've been losing the last 3 consecutive shit.
I'm going to make this easy for you, Grail. We're going to get some sports topics going down in the future because we got the playoffs going down. I'm going to give you an opportunity to win some things because When they come to battle rap, man, I ain't got to buy no more drinks, man. You owe me so many cases of water. Life is good, man.
Yeah.
Living my best life over here.
Players start tomorrow. Players start tomorrow.
It's going down, man. Give me your early predictions for NBA Finals. Who won't make it to the finals?
Come on. Golden State. I don't even think Cleveland going to make it. It might be Golden State against Philly.
Wow, this is fucking ridiculous. I have someone, a good friend of mine, doesn't know battle rap or basketball. Apparently, this is ridiculous. All in one night, I'm seeing true colors. Are you serious? You really think that Golden State is going back to the finals without Steph Curry?
Golden State going back to the finals. You're going to see Steph Curry.
And I'm not even going to mention the other part that you said. Well, I don't speak
Philly?
Disrespectfully of the king.
Philly?
You
telling
me
LeBron going to make it again?
Absolutely. What do you mean, am I telling you? Hell yeah, LeBron going to make it again. 8 straight NBA Finals appearances. Who's going to stop
him? Listen, LeBron and Cleveland Cavaliers might not make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm telling you.
Okay. What's going to happen? They're going to miss their flight? That's the only way they're not going to win. What are you talking about? Who want to beat Cleveland?
Yeah, Philly could beat Cleveland. All
right. This is ridiculous.
Philly could beat Cleveland.
I'm going to have so many cases of Propel water at the end of the season. It's going to be ridiculous, man. Salute to the
Philly
people, man. Shout out to my guy, Grail. Shout out to Black Sheep News, man. Again, big up to the girl, Passporter, for calling up, man. Again, salute female battle rap. Queen of the Ring is back, Evolution 3. This is the culture, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. We'll be back with another show, another podcast. Y'all already know how we do, man. This Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, here on T7M Radio, man. Once again, links are all in the description box. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, T7M Radio. Follow us on social media. We on Facebook, y'all. That debate group is lit. Bring that debating ass in here, man. Let's shake some things up. T7M Radio Facebook debate group. Also on Twitter as well, at VT7M Radio, at 7 Mitchell, at Grail Soul Bell, and at Brother_Jeff, man. Shout out to the T7M Radio's journalist, Brother Jeff. Big up to y'all, man. I definitely appreciate y'all rocking out with us as always. Y'all already know how we do, man. Y'all stay safe. Have a dope-ass weekend, man. 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio, man. This is the culture, and we out. Peace.